For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and I want to remind you that the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. And another reminder about IQU, that's IQYOU, the powerful AI tool developed by integrative health pioneer Dr. Joe Pizzorno and his team of leading experts. This is the way you can find out how your diet and lifestyle habits can change to improve your health and achieve optimum health. So go to IQUhealth.com for more information. Now, a reminder that we're here every Sunday morning, and I'll be here with you next Sunday with more information on nutrition and healthy living. Now, today our guest is Dr. Thomas Bowman, and he is a clinician, researcher, educator, and senior scientist at Gero Formulas. And our topic today is mitochondrial health and ways to improve the functioning and the biogenesis aspects of creating new mitochondria. So this is new information. Can you continue to talk to us about this subject, Dr. Bowman?
Yes, thanks for having me, Dana. I appreciate being on. A lot of great new research on mitochondrial health and a lot of great new understanding of what nutrients do that can increase the function of mitochondria. I first would like to just start by talking about what mitochondria are and what they do for you. First of all, mitochondria produce the energy that we need from food and sources in our body. You have to have mitochondria in almost all the cells of your body. And they, in some cells, may have thousands of mitochondria. And so you have to nourish these mitochondria because the nutrients that are in the mitochondria have to be brought in. The mitochondria can't make them themselves. And proteins that the mitochondria utilize to grow have to also be imported into the mitochondria. So everything needs to be fed into the mitochondria in order for them to grow. And that's really important because if we don't have mitochondria, we can't even be multicellular organisms. We would all be single cellular organisms if we didn't have mitochondria. It's what gives us the energy to do everything we need to do.
That's an excellent explanation.
That's the first word I'd like to start.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you're talking about this because this is a complex issue. I know that you know that, and you've made it a way that people can understand it. And I always like our listeners to come away with new information and new understanding. I always say the mitochondria is a furnace of the cell, and it's mm-hmm. so critical that if, for instance, cyanide overdoses, which I know, or cyanide dose enough to destroy mitochondria causes instant death. And I always use that mm-hmm. to let patients know this is an important function of the cell. So let's continue the conversation about the mitochondria and how they work and how we can improve them.
Okay, so mitochondria, as I said, there are many of them in the cells. And so they're constantly going through changes and moving around in the cell. They're not just a little beam that you you saw it when you were in high school on the you know, the teacher showed you a video of a figure of a mitochondria that looked like a bean. It's not that at all. There are many, many, many of them all throughout the cell zooming around, and they have to fuse together and split apart, and they go through lots of this all the time. And the main thing that causes them to split apart and fuse together is the presence or absence of food. In other words, nutrients in the cell. When you don't eat and the cells are starved for energy, the mitochondria fuse together and actually become, in many ways, more healthy. And then when you eat and you have plenty of nutrients, then the mitochondria fragment into many, many, many tiny little pieces all throughout the cell. And so they go through this cycling. And when the mitochondria, which require specific kinds of food for their function, are not healthy, then they die. And when mitochondria die, and especially in large enough quantities, then the cell dies. It's the main signal for cell death is mitochondrial death, and there are signals that are generated from the mitochondria that go throughout the cell and kill the cell. So it's important to keep the mitochondria healthy, because without the mitochondria, the cells die, and people that have a lot of problems in different parts of the body where cells are dying, you can look at mitochondria as the source of that cell death, because 90 to 95% of cell death is caused by the free radicals that are produced by the mitochondria and toxic substances, and that causes the cell to die. And as we age, our mitochondria are less and less. We become not only fewer mitochondria, but their efficiency is less and less, 10% less every decade of your adult life. So you need to make sure that you nourish your mitochondria, give the mitochondria the nutrients that they need to function. And that includes many things, but I'm going to talk about several of the most important nutrients that your mitochondria need, especially PQQ, and ubiquinol, and a few other things that are found in some other products of ours, especially one I want to focus on a good deal of time on, called Neuro Optimizer, that is really a highly effective mitochondrial nourisher.
Now, so
that's where I want to start.
That's interesting, because I think I'm going back a long time that originally, if you had mitochondrial problems, you didn't survive. I work with patients who have autism, and mitochondrial inefficiencies are very common in that population. And I know that this was controversial, because it was, if you didn't, you know, your mitochondria were either perfect or they failed. There was no in between. And we now know, of course, there's a lot of in between. So continue the conversation of how to nourish the mitochondria.
Right. So first of all, what most people don't realize is you don't just need an energy source for your body to be energetic. You don't just need, like, for example, people take sugar and you feel a quick energy, but it's not a sustaining energy, because your mitochondria become malnourished from the excess nutrition, then they start to die off. What the mitochondria need are things that support the metabolism, things like PQQ, which increases the production of pyruvate by binding lactate dehydrogenase, an enzyme in cell, and produce more pyruvate, you're going to produce more mitochondria, you're going to nourish your mitochondria, you're going to produce a substrate for the metabolism. And then another one, ubiquinol, is a nutrient. You have to take these into your diet in order to have healthy mitochondria. Ubiquinol is in many, PQQ and ubiquinol are in many foods and nutritious foods. You take those in and you can have PQQ and ubiquinol can help metabolism. Ubiquinol specifically is something that works to increase the electron transport chain function so that you have a proton motive force that can drive the production of ATP. And it's an oxidation reduction modulator that cycles and produces protons in the intermembranous space of mitochondria. You need ubiquinol in your diet in order to get that mitochondrial function, to get the electron transport chain to function. Otherwise, you won't be able to produce adequate ATP, but not just won't be able to produce adequate ATP. Without ubiquinol, the mitochondria will be dysfunctional and they'll die and you'll have energy problems. So those are the first two things, PQQ and ubiquinol, that you need to nourish your mitochondria. We're talking about another product that has several nutrient sources from mitochondria called NeuroOptimizer additionally.
Now let's talk about this in detail, because we'll talk about this in the next segment. And for those of you who've just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. We're having a fascinating conversation with Dr. Thomas Bowman, and we're talking about the mitochondria, the energy production in the cell, and how we can nourish and nurture the mitochondria. So we'll carry on that conversation. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Pure Defense with NAC offers a unique blend of hypoallergenic nutrients and herbal extracts designed to support overall immune defense and upper respiratory health. The product features Epicor Fermentate, Elderberry, and N-acetyl L-cysteine, nutrients and flavonoids for enhancing first-line immune defense. Pure Defense with NAC can be found at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions. Guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the hour. We're having an excellent conversation with our guest, Dr. Thomas Bowman. He's a clinician, researcher, educator, and senior scientist at Jarrow Formulas. Our topic today is mitochondrial health and ways to improve the functioning and the biogenesis aspects of creating new mitochondria. And for many people, this is brand new news. So, Dr. Bowman, let's keep the conversation going. We had talked about PQQ. In a Jarrow formula being very important, QH absorbs, ubiquinol being extremely important to generate ATP, which I tell my patients is body electricity. Without it, you don't exist. So let's keep talking about that.
Right. And ATP, you know, it's the source of energy because it's easily taking the bonds that you break down the nutrients that you have, like carbohydrate or fat or anything. You break it down, and as long as you have enough PQQ and ubiquinol, QH, then you can break it down and you can break the bonds, and that energy from breaking the bonds is stored in the ATP. That's essentially how I explain it. So you need those two primarily for metabolism of all kinds of nutrients that you take in to generate ATP energy. And ATP energy is then used to do everything that the cell needs to do. Everything from transporting things here and there, all the mitochondrial movement that's so important, and the communication between cells, everything that your body does is generated. It requires ATP. And I'm going to talk about the other nutrients that your mitochondria need to be healthy, beyond just the metabolism related PQQ and ubiquinol. You also need a number of things that can be found in a product of ours called Neuro Optimizer. I don't know. I wouldn't mind it to be called mitochondrial optimizer because it's that important. And those nutrients, I'm just going to list a few of them that are important for mitochondria. Acetylcholine, phosphatidylcholine, taurine, alpha-lipoic acid, and acetyl-L-carnitine. Those are the most important ingredients in there for improving mitochondrial health. And I'm going to start on the top is acetylcholine, or CDP choline is another technical term for that. And the reason CDP choline or acetylcholine is so important is because it provides choline efficiently for our body. And that choline from acetylcholine has been shown to be excellent at crossing the blood-brain barrier, which means your mitochondria will be also nourished in your brain. So it's really important to take a good source of choline and acetylcholine that's in Neuro Optimizer, and we have standalone product for that. It's a really good source of choline. I want to spend a good deal of time talking about choline and why choline is so important for mitochondrial health. That's the next thing. And choline, is important first primarily for mitochondrial health because it's a precursor for acetylcholine. Acetylcholine, if you ask the average scientist acetylcholine or the average clinician, all they'll say, oh, that's a neurotransmitter. I know what that is. Acetylcholine in the nerve transmission terminals, and produces at the neuromuscular junction, a muscle contraction. And that's very true. And it's extremely important for that purpose. But it's also important because acetylcholine is not just found on the nerve terminals at the junctions between nerves and between nerve and muscle. It's also found in almost all cells of your body. And why is it found in almost all cells of your body? Well, you probably know, because we're talking about mitochondrial health. Acetylcholine is found in all the cells because it's important for mitochondrial health. Acetylcholine is in the cells, and its presence determines the mitochondrial biogenesis that the mitochondrial need to keep growing. So if you don't have that source, acetylcholine, of a signal that can bind to a receptor called the acetylcholine receptor on the surface of the mitochondria, then you won't be able to generate new mitochondria. And the generation of new mitochondria, mitochondrial biogenesis, is something that goes on cyclically every day. When you eat and then go without food, back and forth and back and forth, you need to be able to generate new mitochondria each time you go through a cycle. And the signal, the primary signal for that, is acetylcholine. And so without choline, the acetylcholine, that's the source for choline, for producing acetylcholine, then you won't have that basic molecule that will help maintain mitochondrial biogenesis. So that's why choline is so important for nourishing mitochondria, because without it, you won't have enough mitochondrial biogenesis, and you'll lack that energy that you need.
You know, that's
the first product that I want to talk about.
Yeah, this is so important, and I agree with you that I think it should be called Mito Optimizer, because people are starting to understand, and neuro people associate, of course, with the brain only, but we're way beyond just the brain when we're talking about acetylcholine and supporting mitochondrial growth, biogenesis, as you've explained. So let's keep talking about this and the importance of it. And I know there are many other nutrients involved as well. So right. What other pearls do you have for us today?
Okay. So I mentioned acetylcholine. The next in NeuroOptimizer is called phosphatidylcholine. And this is a source also of choline, but it's also phosphatidylcholine is the primary phospholipid for producing lipid droplets and lipoproteins. And the reason that's super important is because lipid droplets are necessary to sequester fat in the cell. If you don't have enough phosphatidylcholine, you won't be able to sequester the fat in the cell and protect the cell from the toxicity of the fat. That's why you get inflammation, and that's why you get insulin resistance in the cell, is because the fat isn't protected, isn't sequestered out away from the basic functioning of the cell. So you need phosphatidylcholine in order to build lipid droplets and protect the cells from the toxicity of fatty acids, fats, keep them healthy. Phosphatidylcholine is a membrane component for not just the lipid droplet, lipoproteins, but it's also a membrane component throughout the cell. So you need to have these membrane components. Especially, that's why it's in NeuroOptimizer, especially in the brain and in neurons, you need plenty of membrane components because your brain is mostly fat. And so you need to have phosphatidylcholine to help, contain all of this fat and for the phospholipids to build membranes throughout that will support the mitochondria. You can build mitochondria and you can build lipid droplets so they protect the functioning of the cells from the toxicity of the fat and that you need. It's a nutrient that you need in your body. So that's the second thing, phosphatidylcholine. And I want to mention another one that's important that's called taurine. Taurine is basically it's like an amino acid, but it's not exactly an amino acid. But we have body. We have a gram of taurine for every kilogram of body weight, which means it's 0.1% of your entire body is taurine. So we have a lot of it, and there's a reason that we have a lot of it. It's because the taurine itself is the buffer in the mitochondria to protect the mitochondria from the toxicity of the free radicals and to protect the rest of the cell from anything that might escape from the mitochondria. So you need this buffer, and taurine forms this buffer to maintain the contents of the mitochondria and to maintain the health of the membranes of the mitochondria, which are so important, that are involved in the movement of protons and electrons that generate energy. So taurine is super important, and you need to make sure that you have it in your diet. If you're not taking in enough taurine, then you need to supplement so that you have plenty of taurine, because you need so much taurine in your body. So the average person is 70 kilograms. That means that you have 70 grams of taurine in your body. And so you need to constantly be taking that in your diet.
This is important.
Two more products in NeuroOptimizer.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, keep going.
So the two more products I want to talk about in NeuroOptimizer: alpha lipoic acid and acetyl L-carnitine. Alpha lipoic acid is important in NeuroOptimizer because it's important in supporting the blood-brain barrier. And that's really important to make sure that you don't have things that are crossing in there into the brain that you don't want. So, you know, people get toxicities of various sorts that enter the brain. You need to have a strong blood-brain barrier. And so the alpha lipoic acid supports a strong blood-brain barrier. It's also important in neuron function. And one of the main reasons that it's so important in these areas is because it supports mitochondrial health. Alpha lipoic acid is a cofactor in metabolism. It's in one of the earlier stages of producing ATP, you need alpha lipoic acid, but it also functions in other ways to support the health of mitochondria, and especially for neurons in the blood-brain barrier. The last thing is acetyl L-carnitine. Acetyl L-carnitine, the acetyl part of that can be used to produce acetylcholine. So that's one of the reasons we use that form of carnitine in NeuroOptimizer, because we want to produce all of these cholinergic effective ingredients. And then the L-carnitine is a transporter of fat into mitochondria. So in order to burn fat in the mitochondria, you need carnitine it's a transporter. And research has shown that acetyl L-carnitine is excellent for supporting cognitive function and both central and peripheral neuron regeneration and function. You need carnitine in order to generate mitochondria, and that is necessary to generate neurons. So this is why it's both a mitochondrial product and something that's important in NeuroOptimizer.
Now, this
so those are the main things.
These are these ingredients stand alone with their importance, but in combination, I would assume there's a significant amount of synergism, the benefits of these interrelationships among the nutrients that are in what we call neuro-optimizer, but you mentioned mito-optimizer is maybe another name for it.
yeah, but be careful there because it's not on the market as mito-optimizer. I don't want your listeners to be looking for mito-optimizer. You're not going to find it, at least not at a Gero product. But look for neuro-optimizer, and that's got all the mitochondrial ingredients that are important. In addition to, you know, your ubiquinol and PQQ, which we also focus a lot of our energy on because it's a great mitochondrial product. So NeuroOptimizer is one of those products that if anyone wants to improve the health of your mitochondria, you got to start there because all of these ingredients that are important for the health of mitochondria.
Well, we're really covering a lot of good information. And for those of you who have just tuned in, you're with The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're having an excellent conversation about supporting the genesis of mitochondria, keeping mitochondria functional, and the importance of the different nutrients in the diet and supplements that can do that. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
MegaFood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. MegaFood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. MegaFood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Hi, I'm Gail Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, where we've been specializing in meeting your unique healthcare needs for over 50 years. Our passion is helping you to get to your root cause of health conditions. At Village Green Apothecary, our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists offer guidance on diet, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. Plus, we offer lab testing and nutritional consultations to optimize your health plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the hour. We're having a wonderful conversation with our guest, Dr. Thomas Bowman. He's a clinician, researcher, educator, and senior scientist at Gero Formulas. And our topic today is mitochondrial health and ways to improve the functioning and the biogenesis aspects of creating new mitochondria, our body's energy furnace. So, Dr. Bowman, we've talked about some of the nutrients that support, or the most important nutrients that support healthy mitochondria, but there are many factors to consider that can be depleting or depleting of mitochondria or causing dysfunction of mitochondria. Could you go over some of that?
Sure. I think the most obvious thing that is going to affect mitochondrial health is just simply your overall antioxidant status. So if you smoke cigarettes, if you're diabetic, if you are exposed to a lot of pollution as you end, or you're getting older, all of those things decrease your antioxidant status, and that can decrease the efficiency and number of mitochondria that your cells can support. And so that's the first thing, is antioxidant status. And it's one of the reasons that we recommend quite a few antioxidants additionally in order to support mitochondrial health. So I'll talk about some of the things that decrease the density and health and efficiency of mitochondria. Aging kind of goes right at the top of the list. As you get older and older, each decade, 10% less efficient mitochondria. And especially as you get older, your CoQ10 levels decrease. That ubiquinol functions in ATP generation. The ubiquinol will decrease over time as you get older and older. And the difference in CoQ10 changes depending on what tissue we're talking about. Now, liver, for example, are pretty good at maintaining a good amount of CoQ10. It's probably because it's so important. The liver health is so important that the CoQ10 transporters in the liver are so effective that you maintain your liver CoQ10 levels fairly well throughout life. But other tissues, you can see more degeneration of mitochondria as the CoQ10 levels fall, tissues such as the lungs and kidneys and heart. And so when we talk about mitochondrial health and what decreases mitochondrial health, the first thing is then aging. The other thing is what you put into your body that's medication and over-the-counter products. Many of these products, like Tylenol, for example, are shown to cause mitochondrial dysfunction. And so if you have to take a lot of medications, and people generally do as they get older, and maybe one of the reasons that your mitochondrial health decreases as you get older, then those medications that will have a lasting effect on it. One of the most important medications that affects mitochondrial health are statins.
Yes.
A lot of people have to take statins because they are told by their doctor that their bad cholesterol is too high, so they take a statin. And so statins, the reason that statins have such a dramatic effect on mitochondrial health is because statins are inhibitors of a pathway that produces CoQ10. CoQ10 is a nutrient that you take in your body, but it's also something that your cells are able to make. And so when you take statins, you basically shut off the production of CoQ10. And without CoQ10, the cells are much less healthy because you're not able to support mitochondrial biogenesis. So you need to take CoQ10, especially if you're taking a statin, but other medications as well, not just statins, but I mentioned statins first because it's so important because most of them are HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors, the statins, and that affects the mevalonate pathway, and that is the pathway that produces coenzyme Q10, CoQ10. So you need to take CoQ10 if you're taking a statin, a very important thing to do.
You know, this this has been known for decades, ever since statins were first on the market, and it's in the PDR, yet very few physicians and even very few cardiologists recognize the threat to the cardiovascular system as the result of the statins reducing CoQ10. And I call it statin-induced cardiomyopathy. And this is a condition that's not being recognized because if the patient's a heart patient, the doctor just presumes that the heart getting worse, the heart muscle getting weaker, is just part of the cardiovascular problem. It's really part of the side effect of statin, and thank you for mentioning this. This is one of my what I talk about a lot with patients.
Yes, the health of all muscles, because muscles have so much mitochondria, is dependent on CoQ10 levels, and as your CoQ and the antioxidant status of those CoQ10 levels, because if you have too much ubiquinone and not enough ubiquinol, then that's a problem as well, because you need ubiquinol in order to cycle your electrons and protons into the electron transport chain. So you need you need enough CoQ10, and you need ubiquinol in the form of CoQ10 that is able to redox in the mitochondria. So I feel like I'm getting too far into the minutia, but I think it's important to understand that your CoQ10 is of primary importance to the health and function of mitochondria, because you have to continually renew it into the mitochondria. Mitochondria can only make so much of it, and then if you shut that off with statins, you can't make the CoQ10, then you need to supplement. You need to have it in your diet in order to make it, because if you don't, then any cells that have a lot of mitochondria, like the heart and muscle especially, they can deteriorate, and this is why a lot of people that take statins have heart problems and muscle weakness and neurological symptoms, because neurological symptoms are a reflection of the health of mitochondria in these very, very long cells. Then you start to have these kinds of problems if you're taking statins because of the mitochondrial health. If you want to improve mitochondrial health, you probably need to start with thinking about how much ubiquinol that you are taking in. So statins are an example of one of the medications that is certainly one of the most important ones, because it's directly in the pathway of producing CoQ10. If you, in addition to a number of other important things in your body, like for example, if you have statins and you shut off the mevalonate pathway, you're also reducing your vitamin D, because vitamin D is produced in that cholesterol pathway that is important a hormone in your body, vitamin D. So your vitamin D status tends to decrease as well. A lot of other things that are in that same pathway. Cholesterol is an important pathway for health. And so if you're taking statins, and feel like you need to continue taking those statins, then make sure that you have plenty of CoQ10. And I would recommend ubiquinol form of CoQ10 in your diet. And if you can't get enough in your diet, you probably can't.
Well, this is
as well.
Good information, and we'll continue the conversation in the final segment. If you've just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living. We're having an interesting conversation with Dr. Thomas Bowman, and we're talking about the mitochondria, what helps them, what hurts them, and why they're important. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Pure Defense with NAC offers a unique blend of hypoallergenic nutrients and herbal extracts designed to support overall immune defense and upper respiratory health. The product features Epicore Fermentate, Elderberry, and N-acetyl L-cysteine, nutrients and flavonoids for enhancing first-line immune defense. Pure Defense with NAC can be found at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. ProBalardi from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. ProBalardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. ProBalardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I want to remind you that Village Green is always your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. And a reminder to go to IQU Health. That's IQYOUHealth.com to learn how you can learn more about your specific needs, taking into effect your lifestyle, your habits, your diet, and your laboratory results and your genomics. And this is a way of developing your individual blueprint. And Village Green can give you access to this. It's a fabulous AI tool. And I want to remind you, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Today, we're talking with Dr. Thomas Bowman. He's a clinician, researcher, educator, and senior scientist at Gero Formulas. And we're talking about mitochondrial health and ways to support it, how it works, why it works, what you can do to avoid declining or depressing the production of mitochondria or damaging the mitochondria, and what you can do to support mitochondrial health. So let's keep the conversation going. Dr. Bowman, what do you want our listeners to know?
I've talked a number of problems that happen with aging and taking medications that affect your mitochondria. And I also want to mention that one population of people that have huge swings in their mitochondrial ubiquinol levels also includes athletes. Athletes or anyone that does high endurance, intense exercise will have a very large depletion of their ubiquinol. And so that's a population that of people that if you do a lot of endurance exercise, you're going to deplete ubiquinol, and so replenishing it will be very important. And so for athletes, it's a really nice supplement to take the QH absorb plus PQQ, because you get the PQQ mitochondrial biogenesis and you get the QH absorb, which gives you your ubiquinol, CoQ10, that will improve your endurance. The studies show that you get better endurance by taking those products. You're getting back to your good mitochondrial number and efficiency if you're taking that, if you're in endurance exercises. If you take a lot of supplements and you know about supplements and you're an exercise freak like I am, you probably also know about MCT oil. When I compare MCT oil to the QH plus PQQ, CoQ10 and PQQ are great for replenishing the number of mitochondria. I don't know that you actually feel it as much as if you take the MCT oil, which is the fuel. So I think, you know, I saw this article recently, and I was talking about someone that took PQQ and wanted to tell about their experience and what it felt like. Well, I'm not sure you feel it as much because really it's your nutrient status that affects how the energy that you feel more than other things, but you certainly you get that energy up and down, up and down, up and down from nutrients because you're taking maybe not very healthy nutrients. But one of the ways you can maintain an energy level through the day and get essentially up is through MCT oil. It's a great source of ketogenic nutrient, a medium chain fatty acid, medium chain triglyceride, medium chain fatty acids are great, the caprylic and capric acid, because they can cross directly into the mitochondria without having to be transported the way fats can. Fats need the L-carnitine to transport, but the medium chain fatty acid can go straight through into the mitochondria and be directly used for energy. And so you're going to feel it if you take the MCT oil, whereas in order to replenish your mitochondrial numbers and efficiency, then you need that ubiquinol plus PQQ. So that's the contrast there. You need both kinds of things, and then nourishing with the neurooptimizer ingredients that I talked about earlier, especially taurine. Taurine, you know, that's that thing that gives you energy, that the drink that you get that gives you energy for 5 hours or so forth. A lot of times those energy drinks have taurine in them. Problem with taking those energy drinks is they may have sugar or other products like caffeine you may not want to take. Whereas if you just take it in every day on a regular basis in a supplement form, instead of these drinks, then you're going to maintain your mitochondrial health throughout the day. So if you're real concerned about mitochondria like I am, then you will probably take a neuro optimizer and some other products as well, like the MCT oil and the ubiquinol plus the QQH absorb plus PQQ. The last thing I want to talk about is tocotrienols. So we have two products that contain tocotrienols, Tocozorb and Family. And the reason that tocotrienols are so important is because it's the most important antioxidant that's in your brain and nerves. So in order to maintain nerve health and to reduce the destruction of nerves, neurons, and neurons including in your brain, you need enough tocotrienol, which is a vitamin E, source of vitamin E. Tocotrienol is a specific form of vitamin E that are 10 times more effective at antioxidant salvaging nerves, keeping them from dying. The nerves need tocotrienol, and so you usually have vitamin E in your diet, but it may not contain tocotrienol vitamin E. So you need to make sure that your vitamin E has tocotrienols in it. And we have that in our two products, Tocozorb and Family E. And so I recommend those because they are very important for mitochondrial health. And the mitochondria, as I said, are the source of the signal that essentially causes cell death. So you need to maintain your mitochondrial health with an antioxidant like tocotrienol. It's an essential vitamin E.
Yes.
That's the last product I have on my list of things that I want to make sure are covered. If you want to maintain mitochondrial health, you probably should consider all of these products, many products. I want to also mention we have another optimizer called the Antioxidant Optimizer.
Yes.
And antioxidant status is also very important. So I guess we could go on about B vitamins and minerals like magnesium. Those are also important for mitochondrial health as well. But you certainly need a bit of antioxidants and a broad variety of antioxidants, which is why Antioxidant Optimizer is so good, because there's many sources of antioxidants like curcumin and green tea extract, ginger, grape skin extract, milk thistle, a lot of great ingredients in that help to improve your antioxidant status.
Well, this has been
a very important thing for mitochondrial health.
This has been an excellent conversation, Dr. Bowman, and I think you have shared a lot of important material, and you've also rendered some very complicated issues in metabolism. You've rendered them more easy to understand, and I appreciate that, and I know our listeners do, and we hope to have you back on the show in the future to give us more information. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living here in 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. And I am always reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving you many health-enhancing opportunities to make positive health-enhancing choices. So I also want to remind you, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.